Hello,
Hello, how goes it?
man, living the life. And by that I mean just ordering a lot of pizza and napping all day.
I know that feeling. Well,
Yeah.
the first part.
I'm doing a bad job at staying awake, I guess, and maintaining sanity.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a good job of pizza.
Yes.
So there is a positive side to this.
May the pizza
Be with you.
be with me. Yes. But I digress. I'm Hody Rez.
And I'm the Mag.
And welcome to our podcast, episode
Woo!
five.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Know, I can't believe it either.
Can't believe I can't believe half the time we've been on lockdown, we've been podcasting. Think about that.
I know, yeah.
Wow. Huh? Can't say we didn't make the most of this quarantine. Or at least tried to.
You know, I'd like to think that this is a productive way to waste totally non-valuable time.
Hey, this allows us to spread our word unto others. And what is better, or what's a better way of feeling together than by spreading our word unto others?
The Gospel of Hody Rez and the Mag.
Verse 1, chapter 1, book 1. That being the Mag's book, Hody's is yet to be written.
No, yeah, I'm still working on mine. Tour coming soon, 2035. Get ready.
Year Social Security will be gone. We're going on tour because that's how we're going to retire.
Oh yeah, retirement. No.
All right. So
Man.
this week, what are we covering?
Covering the old line state, baby.
Yeah, the Mason-Dixon line state.
Yeah. The Maryland.
Indeed. Not the other one. Not the Pennsylvania one, you know, the quiet one.
Nah, screw them. They're not cool enough.
Yeah, their teams suck, and yeah.
So, the
Right.
Mag, how long have you been living in Maryland?
I moved to Maryland January 2018, immediately after, or not immediately after, but after I flunked out of DLI, the Army wanted to take its sweet ass time trying to figure out what to do with me. And then my platoon sergeant walked into the holding room area for the nobodies who have nothing to do and said, "Mag, you are going to Fort Meade as of January." And my response on the outside was, "Roger, Sergeant." On the inside, I'm going, "Fuck yes." And then after, spending the holidays with my family, out of that 2017 December time frame, finished the journey over here to this Maryland place, which I'm not gonna lie, I like it. I understand why people don't. I definitely understand that. But I like it here. Then, went on to do army things for about the first 3 months. It was basically just, "Okay, if you need a haircut, go get it. If you don't, here's some certs. Just don't be a dumbass." That was That was about as complicated as that got.
That's simple.
I know, right?
Hope you got your hair cut.
I did. If I didn't, let's just say I would have some very powerful people breathing down my neck right now.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. I happen to be very close to Baltimore and to Washington, D.C., so I've toured both cities multiple times during the past 2.5 years now. And let's just say I've been to 7 Major League Baseball parks. Camden Yards in Baltimore is by far my favorite. And those are bold words because I've seen some very pretty stadiums. And, you know, got my Cal Ripken jersey so that whenever I go watch the O's, I can, you know, support the local team. Except when they're playing the Red Sox. That's when I draw the line. I'm wearing my Pedro Martinez jersey at that time.
It's conflict of interest at that point.
I'm not sorry. And so I actually have a full notebook where I keep track of all of the teams I have seen and all the teams I've seen win throughout my time living here in Maryland. And because of living real close to an American League team and a National League team, I've checked off quite a few of those boxes. I mean, I can't do that right now, but when the world gets turned back on, I plan on continuing that journey. Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, definitely been to D.C. and toured, as I mentioned a few times, but, you know, been to a Comic-Con down there. That was actually really fun.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I was at a Comic-Con where I want to say it was like right on the river. It wasn't at the wharf, but it wasn't far from the wharf. But yeah, it was a KatsuCon. That's what it was. It was a KatsuCon, which is like the anime version of Comic-Con, in spite of the fact that it pretty much is treated like a regular old Comic-Con.
I'll be honest with you. I've been to a bunch of cons, a lot of them being those anime-style cons, and they're all the same.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I thought of it, too. And it was fun. You know, went with a couple of friends, and, you know, I enjoyed it.
You do any kind of dressing up?
I know I dressed up as something. Well, what was I? See, the first one that I went to, I just wore a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hat. Second one. What did I do for the second one? I don't remember. Oh, that's what it was. I wore my Doctor Who hoodie.
Oh, okay.
And while I was there, I went ahead and bought a fez so that I could pull off the Doctor Who look.
How charming.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a long way to go. Still, there's at least, you know, something.
I believe in you. But,
thank you. It's on my bucket list to complete the Matt Smith Doctor Who look. Amongst other things. But, yeah, I was down there for about a day. Had a lot of fun. What else have I done? Let's see. My first winter I was here was absolutely abysmal when it came to driving. I was on the wrong side of the road at one point, only I was completely unaware of it.
Oh, oops.
In the middle of the night. With about 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Exciting.
Yeah, I saw headlights far enough out. I was like, oh, I need to figure out how to get to the other side of the road. Because it was a block over. Fortunately, they were over a quarter mile away, so I was able to, you know, not die or cause an accident. And because it was at night, they couldn't see my tag.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I have absolutely fallen in love with crab cakes.
Crab cakes are solid.
I know, especially in this area, because, I mean, when the quarantine is over, there are two things I have on the menu that I'm saving just for that day. Steak and crab cakes. Whether they happen at the same time or not is completely irrelevant. There will be steak and there will be crab cakes. It will be in this area and it will be awesome.
Nice. Get it, my friend.
I will. Let's see. Since I've been living out here, the Army has been like, well, we don't have any room in the barracks, so we're going to pay you some money so that you can find somewhere else to live. And I've managed to sock away a lot of money thanks to that.
Oh, hell yeah, I get it, man.
Oh, shit, yeah. Like, yeah, just, yeah. But, let's see. What else? I don't know. Ask me something.
Ask you something? There's got to be one thing. It's probably a bunch of things. There's a bunch of things that I cannot stand. But what's your biggest pet peeve of Maryland?
Traffic.
Yes.
Yep, far away.
That's mine too.
Yeah. There is no place in the country where Americans are superior drivers. A study conducted in 1980 found that 90% of American drivers believe that their driving is above average. Just let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah, that's appalling.
Doesn't quite add up either.
Oh, no. Well, have I got news for you? A recent survey done by multiple insurance companies actually determined that Baltimore does, in fact, have the worst drivers in the country.
Really?
Really.
I honestly would have thought it was Boston, because Baltimore, I've pretty much got the drivers figured out. Can't figure out the pedestrians for shit, but I pretty much got the drivers figured out. When I was driving in Boston, I could not do shit.
So let me tell you something. Baltimore is the only city I've been to where I've seen cops come out whose only job is to stay in the middle of the road and prevent drivers from driving through red lights.
Really?
I've not seen that in any other city.
I didn't know they did that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know that in Baltimore they've got cops looking for the squeegee boys. For our listeners who do not know, squeegee boys are those teenagers you'll see in downtown areas of cities who clean your windshield, clean your windows with the explicit purpose of collecting cash from you. Believe it or not, some of them have pimps. So it actually is forced prostitution for squeegees.
I'll be honest, I did not know about the pimp thing. Now I just feel terrible.
Heard about it on the radio on 97.9, one of the rock stations. So that is my source on that. And if you wish to look that up, please do. But yeah, that's a thing. And when I do go to Baltimore, I go to specific areas and specific parking garages where I know I'm not going to get robbed or shot or something. I mean, you know, it is Baltimore where they have more than just murder.
There's more than murder here. That's what my t-shirt says.
I know. Every time we go to Baltimore, you wear that shirt and it gets funnier every time.
I love that shirt.
You probably wear it like every day now since you live like right there.
No, I like to say I'm saving it for once I get back out in the streets.
Fair enough. Just don't let the hanger like stretch it out.
Right. And some horrible twist of irony, I'm sure the first day I go out after quarantine, I will end up getting murdered. But that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah. Like,
so,
like the downtown areas of Baltimore, I really do like those areas. You know, like next to the baseball stadium, on the harbor, and then Fed Hill, where we like to go. You know, those bars down in that area, I really like those.
Fells Point, Fed Hill, yeah.
Yeah, Cabin. Yeah. Yes.
Tons of charm everywhere, hence the name Charm City.
Yes. And if you leave those areas, that's when you could run into some problems.
Oh, yeah. There are sometimes problems happen when you're in those areas, as I've come to find out.
Also true. So, I have driven all the way across the state of Maryland once. From east to west.
Oh, really?
Yes. I went to a football game out in West Virginia. It was a Mountaineers-Oklahoma State game.
Yep, your boys, the Cowboys.
Yep, those are my boys. Then, let's just say driving across Maryland, not as exciting as one might think. Because once you get outside of the 695 loop, there's a turn here and there. It's a Cracker Barrel once in a while.
Hey, we'll not let you slander the good name of Cracker Barrel.
I'm not slandering Cracker Barrel. I'm saying that's all there is. Your options get very limited. And then all of a sudden you're in West Virginia where it's like, wait, where did all this snow come from? What the hell is going on here? Yeah, that pretty well sums up that journey.
So I guess I've never been to Western Virginia. Virginia. Well, I've never been to West Virginia, but I meant to say Western Maryland. So I've never been to either. Furthest I've gone, I want to say, is probably Frederick. So.
Yeah, you really don't know. Don't need to go any farther than that if you don't have a legitimate reason to.
So as somebody who enjoys just kind of getting behind the wheel and saying, fuck it, let's go for a ride, but also somebody who wants to eviscerate everybody on the road because they're pissing me off. It's not a bad drive going out that way on 70.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, if you're going to follow the rules like that, I mean, you can just drive up to Gettysburg. It's a nice little drive. And
I've been through Gettysburg. I haven't been to Gettysburg.
It's worth it. It really is. I mean, it's right across the Mason-Dixon line into PA, and it actually is a very enjoyable little town.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, just, yeah.
Cool deal. I think this is a good time to segue into our sponsor segment. So,
let's do it.
And we're back.
Well,
cool deal. Thanks for sharing some of your experiences while being here.
Well, thank you. I mean, now that we've gotten through my pleasant experience with Maryland, Let's dig into your not quite so pleasant experience.
Okay, so after my lovely dropout at DLI, I was reassigned to school, and I went to said school for training, and while in my training cell, I received a list of orders, and the option I really wanted was taken already, that being Colorado.
Fair.
I'm still a little salty that I didn't get it, but I was like, okay, well, I guess Fort Meade looks to be okay on the list. I'll put up a fake smile and eat shit like the good like sailor I am.
And so, then,
so I took a drive. I had my vehicle, and I took across. I mean, I guess semi-coastal drive, you know, from Florida up to Maryland.
Okay.
Minus Georgia, most of the driving was okay. Just avoid Atlanta at all costs. That's my advice.
Agreed. Having driven through there, agreed.
And so, I remember I was on the 495 in Virginia, and I'm like, okay, you know, I hear stories about some of the drivers up here. This isn't so bad. Cross the Potomac, get into Maryland, and then it's like Death Race 2000. Everybody's just cutting like five lanes for no reason, going like 20 above the speed limit. It's the Wild West of driving. It was insane.
It's a Wild East of driving.
Yes, yep, you bastard. Took me a second there, but
you're welcome.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I am probably not going. I'm gonna have to call my oncoming command and be like, oh guys, I'm not gonna show up. I'm in the hospital. No, but I made it okay somehow by the good grace of God, I guess. And holy hell. I mean, yeah, when your first experience is welcome to Maryland, here's your demolition derby. It set a good stage for what I could expect in the future. But I was optimistic. I was like, okay, you know, it's a different place. I'll just make the best of it. And well, suffice to say, the first year or so, I was just like, holy fuck, this place is terrible.
That sounds exactly like something you would say out loud to nobody, just at Mead.
just me in my car, just, you know, and every once in a while I'll put an imaginary mag in my car just so I could have a straw man to yell at.
You're welcome.
You suck. No, but, God. Like I said, I have the biggest love-hate relationship with driving. It's when I have a nice, clear road and I can just put the pedal down or cruise control it all the way, just blare some tunes, it's my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. Yes, I'm bored. But when anywhere I get, I'm stuck in a two-lane highway where traffic just exists for no reason and then clears up for no reason, I'm infuriated to no end. And sometimes there are reasons, and I'm just like, how does this happen? I remember one time I was on the Balt Wash Parkway.
Yeah.
295 on a Saturday. Best advice is just don't drive on it.
Don't do it.
Again, when there are no cars on it, it's one of my favorite highways to drive on. But
yeah, like 4 in the morning.
When I can't see anything, it's... Anyway, I remember one time, I was stuck on it for, shit you not, 2 hours just trying to go from D.C. back home.
Yeah.
And when I finally got to the bottleneck, there was a Mustang on fire.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a Mustang basically totally melted. I didn't see any fire department trying to put out said fire. I didn't see who may have been the owner of the vehicle. They were nowhere to be found.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Maryland. And here's another fun story I like to share.
Please do.
It was December of last year, 2019, and I had gone to Inner Harbor to see the Star Wars movie at the IMAX theater at the Children's Museum.
Okay.
Don't judge a 30-year-old going to a children's museum. They have a big theater, so I wanted to see new Star Wars in big screen.
Dude, it's Star Wars. There is no judgment.
Thank you.
This isn't 30 years ago.
Well, judge this, I guess. you feel free to judge me now, but...
Okay.
I was playing...
Consider you judged.
I was playing Pokemon Go.
Okay, definitely consider you judged.
And I was going... I had it open just because I wanted to see if there were any Pokemon anywhere. On my way back to my car, I get up to a red light, then waiting to cross the street. Again, still walking. A group of, I think it was like 5 little girls, if I had to guess, maybe like not even 10 years old, start talking shit to me. They're like, man, you still playing that Dragon Ball Go? Yeah, I will say yes. They called it Dragon Ball Go, not Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Side note, for any developers listening, if you want to make a Dragon Ball Go, please be my guest. I would love to play.
Make sure to get Gomuku in there.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so they keep talking shit, and I'm just like, okay, whatever, I'll just keep talking trash back to them, because whatever, what are they going to do? Well, I'll tell you what they did. They actually, one of them got pissed off enough and said, give me your taser. He reached into another girl's pocket, pulled out a taser, and threatened to tase me with it.
What?
Yeah.
Like a 9-year-old little girl threatened to tase you because she didn't like that you were playing Dragon Ball Go.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, like when people talk about like how the mean streets of, I don't know, Omaha, Nebraska are, or whatever... fake-ass city they go to. My first thought is, well, did you get tased or almost tased by a gang of 9-year-olds? No. Your city's not that hardcore.
They grow up with tasers in this part of the world. In your part of the world, they don't even have tasers. You know, unless they're wearing blue.
Yeah. So actually, it's funny because it was like a taser shaped like a cell phone. You push the power button and like the little prongs start zapping. I was curious. I went to Amazon when I once I got back home to see how much this would cost, and I could get a bootleg one for like $20. That's probably where they got theirs.
Well, you know, them 9-year-olds, they're pretty hardcore. They probably stole it.
Probably stole it, probably beat up a grandma for it, yeah.
Nah, they beat up the grandpa.
Grandpa, whoever, you know. Some,
yeah.
Some poor old retired folk.
Yes.
But, you know, despite all of these, before I continue and put a positive spin on things, I was actually, it's funny, I was somewhat in your area yesterday getting my hair cut done by my stylist.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we were just shooting the shit for a while after my haircut was done, and she lives in what appears to me to be a pretty affluent neighborhood.
But okay.
She told me some stories, basically how a homeless lady ran through a creek, because they have a creek in their backyard or next to their backyard, and then jumped into her husband's truck and then started trying to rob the truck. And she kept warning me about a small community nearby called Freetown, which I guess is pretty pretty sketchy. But yeah, I was there for I think maybe an hour and a half, and I heard gunshots go off twice.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well then, I'm glad I wasn't a part of that.
So my advice to you is don't go across the street. Don't go to Freetown.
Don't go to Freetown. Got it.
But yeah, anyway, yeah, despite...
despite getting shot at and tasered.
You know, yeah, I've been Stockholm syndromed enough to really like Maryland. I actually absolutely love it now.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, no. Some of my... I used to have a list of things I would like to do, which I can't do anymore, but, you know, on the weekends, I would love to drive to Annapolis, hang out over there, and go to some restaurants that I really liked. Annapolis is a charming little town, the capital of Maryland, for those who may not know.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, and I, you know, whenever we're allowed to go back, you know, leave our homes, that is, I definitely want to go there with you.
Yeah, man.
In fact, we need to do an episode from Annapolis.
Totally game to do that.
Yeah. Coming 2035.
Retirement and book tour.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Annapolis is cute. You know, I'd love to go to the Eastern Shore. I've done that I don't know how many times already. I used to do that pretty frequently, like at least once a month. And just hang out at the beach.
That is on the bucket list of things we have to do together.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, like, get a hotel facing the ocean and wake up by the sunrise.
Yep, we were actually planning on doing that until all this happened. I do remember that.
Yeah, it's an awesome experience. But then, of course, all my wacky misadventures of getting hammered in Baltimore and doing stupid shit.
I was there for one of them.
Oh, yeah. Then you were also there for the DC experience.
Oh, dude, that was a fun night. I know you had a little too much, but oh my god, that was such a fun night.
Yeah, I don't remember most of it, I'll be honest with you.
I do. I
remember yakking.
You You did. I was not present for that, thank God. But yeah, you were like almost immediately after that, you were asleep on the table that we were occupying with a couple other people whilst I was watching a political satire, like play, if you will, where they're basically making fun of all the presidential candidates, and oh my God, it was hilarious. I wish I remembered what they said.
So what? Here's what I remember from that night. I remember I bought a shirt. I remember...
Oh, yeah, you did. It was at that bar, too.
I remember the lady who sold me the shirt complimented my tie knot. She was like, hey, it's a Trinity knot. And I was like, hey, finally someone with some class over here.
Yeah, that's right. You were pretty proud of that, too.
Yep. I remember the bar that we were at beforehand, the Canopy.
Yeah, I was going to say the upstairs one.
The upstairs one, yeah. We sat next to some girl, and I was going to try to start a conversation with her, but she was on her cell phone, and I remember you texted me something, basically, it's like, you going to make a move or what? And then I texted back to you, it's like, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Also, I remember our server over there handed me a napkin, and I was like, oh, cool, a coaster. And she was like, no, it's for your nose. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, she thought my nose ring was a giant booger.
That's right, she did. Oh, my God, that's so great.
I was flat, you know, I guess... That's a very nice gesture of her. So thank you to her for looking out for me. But
it was dark in there, so you know she really couldn't tell. There was that
shiny things hanging out my nose. Could be anything. Yeah, I'll give it
that. Yeah, could have been a booger. Could have been cocaine. You never know.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, like, I like this little wacky state that we live in. It's...
Wacky is actually a very good descriptive word for Maryland in general.
Yeah, it seems like I turn on the TV, I'm getting to keep track of all the murders that happen and all the other crazy shenanigans that may happen as well, usually, like, there's like a SWAT hole down somewhere, always.
Yeah. I watched the governor's speech during the lockdown, you know, a few of his speeches, and he actually has handled it very well. So kudos there.
Mad props to Larry Hogan. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
I don't know about most of his other politics, and frankly, I don't care, but he has handled this crisis like an adult, so yeah. Actually, he went to South Korea so that he could acquire, like, I think it was 500,000 COVID-19 tests so that he could get more testing in the state. So,
damn.
Yeah, he did that. So, yeah. I'm going to echo you on that. Mad props to Larry Hogan. Give him that.
Oh, yeah. And so the biggest thing that's infuriating me right now is just basically by virtue of where I'm presently living. You know, I did move recently to Towson.
You did, yes.
Yeah, my insurance rate on my car damn near doubled. And again, that's just a testament to how shitty Baltimore drivers are. It's kind of a massive liability to be driving a vehicle around here, so.
Yeah.
Not too happy about that, but yeah, I guess. Whatever.
That is what it is.
But yeah, no. Definitely looking forward to getting hammered downtown again and seeing some crazy shenanigans that I usually do. Hopefully not get tasered by a gang of 9-year-olds.
Hey, I will be there, and I'm not going to say I'm going to step in front of that taser, but by God, I will keep that taser away from us as much as possible.
If nothing else, you can record us, put on YouTube, we'll get a couple thousand hits.
And then say, yo, cops, we got some loose 9-year-olds. I believe they got themselves a gang. We need to find the 9-year-old gang leader.
Look, I'm not trying to get laughed at by cops, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I guess that's really all I've got to say about lovely Maryland. What about you? Any final thoughts?
I think the promo covers it. All right. I love the state. I want to put down roots here someday. Like, I want to make sure, like, I do actually want to make this my home. I want to leave it there, I suppose.
It's a bold statement. Thank
you. It is.
Well, sir, till next week.
Until then.
I'm Hody Rez.
And I'm the Mag.
And this concludes our podcast.
Cheers.